He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked a crack!
Let's get it going Wednesday, World Hockey Report. Coming to you live from Alberta. It's Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report. We are presented by QuackStats, the most advanced player tracking technology, and DraftKings. Use promo code THPN when signing up on DraftKings today. If you miss any of these conversations, you can download the podcast right after on the Hockey Podcast Network. Follow me on social media at Janner31_ and the show at WorldHockeyRPT on Twitter. Join anytime if you're watching on 12 Ounce Sports Facebook, Twitter, or Twitch, or the Hockey Podcast Network if you're watching on YouTube. A lot to get to here, but we're going to kick it off. We'll talk Minnesota Wild with Alex Micheletti, and then we got Carolina Hurricanes forward Vinny Trocheck coming up on the show. It's a short one today, so stay with us. It's World Hockey Report.
What we do here is go back.
Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report, coming to you live from the Pro Rock Broadcast Studios. Today, be sure to check out QuackStats, the most advanced player tracking technology, and of course, use promo code THPN on DraftKings. Joined now by Alex Micheletti. We got to talk the Minnesota Wild, man. They've dropped 8 of their last 10. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought getting Matt Dumba back was going to be the elixir, to solve all the problems, But now the goaltending has gone wayward, and that's been a major issue. It was definitely a problem yesterday against the Stars. There was a couple of soft goals that were let up that shouldn't have been in the net. And so, yeah, that's the problem right now is the goaltending, and also the penalty kill in power play have been dreadful. So, special teams have been a major issue for the Wild recently, too.
So what's your solution in goal? Do you ride it out with Talbot and Kakadin? Do you make a move? Is there someone you're waiting on in the system? I want your opinion.
Yeah, I think goaltending has got to be the top priority now. They don't seem to want to call Marco Rossi, for center. So, I would try to see if there's a goaltender out there. Names that kind of interest me would be James Reimer, if his injury is not long-term, I really like Varlamov out in New York. They don't seem to be, to me, have a shot at the playoffs. So, I would try to check in with the Islanders and see if he's available. He's a solid veteran that's been in the league for a long time. And so I don't think it would take a lot to get him here. People will throw out Matt Murray too, but he kind of worries me. He kind of seems to be in the same mold as the current Wild right now. But those are a couple names. I want nothing to do with Martin Jones. So, that's who I would try to target for sure.
So what's changed with this team from the start of the year where it was a great start for Minnesota? We were talking about all the highs. We were talking about how they were leading the Central. What's changed outside of the goaltending from then till now?
Yeah, they've ran into a couple injuries, and that it's kind of thrown off the lines here a little bit. Zuccarello's been kind of in and out, and then Jordan Greenway has been hurt, and I think that's been a big injury because the Greenway Foligno Ek line. When they are 100% go, that's when the Wild are at their best. That line just grinds down teams. It's important to have that line because now they have two effective scoring lines. The offense hasn't been the issue. It's been the defense. But now with Matt Boldy paired up with Fiala, and you have Zuccarello with Kaprizov. That's pretty good scoring lines. But with the injuries, the lines have been kind of out of whack a little bit. And so I think when they can get the full team together, then we'll see a turnaround here for sure.
What do you thought of Kaprizov's season so far? Again, another good start, kind of hit a little bit of bumps in the road.
Yeah, it's a lot of people say this, like, he can kind of disappear a little bit, but then he'll have like a 5-point game or a 4-point game. And so, it's interesting. Him and Zuccarello together are just phenomenal, that chemistry. The one thing lacking for that line has been a consistent center. I don't know if you can consider Ryan Hartman a number one center, but that's what they have to go with right now. And so, that's something that Billy Guerin is definitely looking at too. He didn't seem, before the skid, he didn't seem like a guy that wanted to make any type of big move, because he values the first round draft picks and all the prospects that they have accumulated through the draft. And so, but with the skid, they might have to try to get that number one center. And so a guy like Tomas Hertl, I think, would be the number one dream. To pair him between Zuccarello and Kaprizov would be something else that would make it one of the best lines in the league for sure.
Join the conversation, Cody Janes, and talking Minnesota Wild with Alex Micheletti right now on 12 Ounce Sports, the Hockey Podcast Network. Let's talk about Addison on the back end. Have you been happy with his progression here this year?
Yeah, it's interesting. He, they've had when Domba got hurt, they were playing Jordy Benn over him, which made no sense. He kind of seems like the Matt Dumba in waiting kind of replacement. They're similar type players, and when he's been in there, he's been very good, and they put him on the power play, and so I think they're trying to move him along slowly here, and he's been in and out of the lineup. And now that Dumba's back, he's either going to be the seventh or eighth defenseman or back in Iowa. And so, it's going to be a big summer for the Wild here to see, if they move Dumba, Addison's the clear replacement, but if they decide, to keep Dumba, then let Fiala walk, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Addison. Alex Goligoski only signed a 1-year contract, and so Addison could replace him, full time in the lineup next season too. But every time he's been in the lineup, he's been productive, and so I'm very excited for his future.
I don't think you can let Fiala walk, not with the way this team's shaped right now. You got to keep that offense intact and of course, get healthy too. But, hey, what's this team's issue? Whenever they play a defensive-minded team like the Flames, they struggle. Does that, first off, I guess, just why do you think that happens? And two, does that worry you a little bit when it comes to playoff time and everything does get locked down a little bit more?
Yeah, 100%. I threw this out on Twitter that Sutter, this Flames team is just set up exactly like his LA Kings Cup winning teams.
Yeah.
They're big. Their defensemen, are really big too. They have a phenomenal goaltender in Markstrom, and Lindholm is playing at a Selkie award winner level. I also said that the Flames have one of the probably the top line in hockey right now with Tkachuk and Goudreau in on the wings for Lindholm, and it's tough. They play really physical, they give you no space, and they frustrate a lot of teams. You saw them the other night beat Colorado, and so it's something that the Wild have not made an adjustment on. You know, they just lost to the Flames twice, and so that's something they definitely have to get figured out. You know, I think against the Flames, the power, the penalty kill was awful, and so that's something that they would have to, you know, get straightened out to and create some adjustments, especially against the top line like that. So.
Hey, last one for you, Alex. You got to help out. Oilers Nation's in a pretzel right now. Fix Edmonton however you can. What's wrong with this team?
Yeah, they need a goalie.
Like everyone.
You know, you saw the goal the other night against Chicago, where Koskinen was behind the net and then just kind of left it completely open. And I don't trust Mike Smith at all. I don't know why they continue to re-sign him, but they need a goalie desperately, like the Wild. It's going to be interesting to see, because, you know, you would think, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury would be the perfect fit, but he doesn't want to leave Chicago, which I don't know why he wouldn't want to try to chase another ring. They're going to be in that goalie mix too. They should reach out to, you know, San Jose with Reimer, and same with Varlamov. I'm sure, you know, they'll check with Martin Jones too, but, it's gonna be interesting. They, that's what they need. They need a goaltender, and they need another defenseman, I think too. I don't like the decor other than Darnell Nurse. I've never been a huge Tyson Barrie fan, and so I think they're missing another defenseman too.
Do you think, okay, I said that was the last question, but I got one more for you, because you brought up the goaltending again, and everyone needs a better goaltender. I'm not sure if that's the only fix. Like, if you put Marc-Andre Fleury in Edmonton, I'm not convinced that makes him a legitimate contender. But would you rather go into playoffs, and we can't say Stuart Skinner's even an option right now, the way that the Oilers have run their systems. Do you think Karel Vemelka out of Arizona is an upgrade on Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen? Do you think he's a guy worth taking a flyer on right now?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, he's shown that, you know, he can shut down some teams, and he makes a ton of saves. He saw him beat, you know, the Maple Leafs team, you know, a couple weeks ago on national TV. And I think, you know, it's worth it. It's worth a flyer. It's, you know, even average goaltending would be better. I mean, some of the goals that both of them have given up, it's just demoralizing for a team. And even, you know, even having the two best players in the world, it's tough. It's tough when you're giving up, you know, 3, 4, 5 goals every game, to make comebacks. It's, you know, it's difficult, and there's, with the way the schedules are, there's so many back-to-backs now, and you've seen, you know, a perfect example when Edmonton had to play the Wild after playing a tough physical Winnipeg team, and they got their doors blown off by the Wild, and everybody thought the Wild was okay at that point. And then you saw the next game for Edmonton, they go out and we're a lot better against Tampa Bay. So it's tough. There's going to be a lot of games in a short amount of time, and you need that competent goaltending, especially in the playoffs. If you get a hot goaltender, you ride them all the way to a Stanley Cup. And so they're going to need that, against, some really tough teams, out west. Colorado's going to be right there, and, Calgary probably has the best goalie out of the bunch. They're going to need to upgrade in that for sure. And so it's worth a flyer taking a young guy like that.
Alex, this has been a blast, buddy. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you, all the insight on the Wild as well. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Take care. Bye, Cody.
Vinny Trocheck is next on World Hockey Report. Hoops fans, the latest offer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is too good to pass up. I'm talking between the legs, 360 windmill good. New customers can bet just $1 on any team and get $150 in free bets if they win. It's that simple. If the sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still take your shot at a big day payday. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily fantasy basketball contests. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $1 on any NBA team and get $150 in free bets if they win. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus, minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Void where prohibited. Minimum $5 deposit. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccp.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Take your game to the next level with Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Pro Rock is changing the way we buy top-of-the-line twigs. They're lightweight, balanced, and provide the perfect kick point, whether you're a pro hockey player or a beer league legend. Pro Rock Hockey Sticks are made for you. They're at a price point you can't beat, so check them out today at ProRock.com. Play like a Pro Rock.
We do here is go back.
It's Cody Jansen with you on World Hockey Report. Be sure to go to DraftKings. Use promo code THP. And now joined by Carolina Hurricanes forward, Vinny Trocheck. Vinny, how are you doing? It's got to feel nice. The season kind of feels like we're back on track now after some of those COVID postponements and stuff earlier in the season. How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. It's like you said, it is kind of nice to have a season that's back to normal scheduling and fans and everything for the most part. So hopefully we were finally through this and can get onward with a normal NHL.
Okay, I got to ask the big question off the bat. What's your history with Brad Marchand? Because, like, obviously it's a story that breaks the league, but it's also the personality that fans want to see. Fans are dying to see because it happens in other sports. And now all of a sudden you and Brad are getting into it on social media, and it makes the game that much more fun.
Yeah, there's really no history. I mean, against each other for a while now, and similar style players get under each other's skin a little bit. Pretty much the interview I got asked about our style of play got taken a little bit out of context whenever people thought that I was calling him a rat, which, I mean, at the end of the day, kind of is a, but that's weird. Game, and obviously he's a phenomenal hockey player and does a lot of great things for that team. So to be considered in the same conversation as him is something that I'm definitely not going to be mad at.
Well, there's a little bit of backstory there. Well, hey, I mean, you know, you've played on two teams in your career in Florida and Carolina. Talk about the trade. I mean, that was a couple of years ago now. How's life in Carolina? But also, I want you to walk people through, you know, what is that like getting traded away from your first team? Like, it's not like it's your third or fourth trade here. Like, that's the team that, you know, they really kind of built you into the player you are. And now you're competing against them and likely going to have to face them in playoffs to, you know, if you want a chance to go for a cup.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, I've spent 7.5 years in Florida. They drafted me. I came up through their system and everything, and all the guys on that team I kind of came up with. And obviously when you get traded, it's tough to swallow, especially from a team that you were with for so long. But I was lucky enough that Dale traded me to a team that I would mesh with well, and had a chance to win with a great coach like Roddy. So the fit here has been great for me. I think I fit in here really well, and transition was pretty smooth from the time I got there. So it was a good spot, even though it was a little tough leaving Florida. It all worked out. Yeah.
What's it like? You brought up playing for Rod. What's it like playing for him now?
It's awesome. He's a great coach. He's one of the best I've ever had, if not the best. And he demands a lot out of his players, but he does it without that hard-ass attitude. And he demands respect. Just the way he shows his emotion and how you can see how badly he just wants to win. Wants us to win, and obviously him playing 1,500 plus games in the NHL, he's earned that respect. And the way he played back then is kind of how he coaches. He backs it up.
What's he like behind the scenes, though? Like, Vitty, let's be real. If he catches you like eating a donut or like crushing wings and beer one day, what's he saying? Is he disappointed? Is he shaking his head at you?
No, he doesn't care. All he cares about is to show up whenever it's game time.
So he's not making you do two days if he sees you walk in with coffee and a donut in the morning?
No. I mean, you won't catch him with that, but he doesn't care as long as you show up game time.
That's fair. That's fair. All righty. Vinny Trocheck, my guest here on World Hockey Report. It's Cody Jansen coming to you live from the Pro Rock Broadcast Studios. We got to talk about, you know, you guys play Florida in an intense game. Obviously, it doesn't end up going your way. But how are you guys feeling about, you know, your chances to come out of the East this year? You guys got a wagon. You've got that playoff experience now. You know, does this feel like a special group to you that can go on a run?
Yeah, definitely. I think we got a great team. We got great goaltending this year, which is something that we needed to kind of address this offseason, which we did. Frey's been phenomenal for us. We got a lot of depth up front and on D. It's just a matter of kind of putting it all together and making sure that we're ready for a playoff run. And I think the second half of the season is kind of what we need to do that. We need to kind of gear ourselves up for that.
Talk about some of those additions, and more so on the back end. You mentioned Freddie Anderson already, but even on the blue line, you know, you add Tony D, you add Ethan Bear. You know, does that kind of shape the team a little bit differently than you saw when you first arrived in Carolina? Like, is that kind of what's pushing you guys over the edge, do you think, come playoff time?
I think Tony's obviously been a phenomenal addition. Losing Dougie on the power play after last season, we needed somebody to come in and be that guy on the power play. And Tony's done just that and even more. He's playing great defensively as well. So he's done a phenomenal job for us. And, we got Ethan and Ian Cole on the back end as well, doing a great job for us. And Brendan Smith too. All three of those guys are all contributing. So we're very deep on defense. I mean, we've been pretty deep on defense since I got here. We got great players on defense that kind of make our team what we are. They bring the identity to our team. It's that hard to play against core. So they've been great for us. And I think our team kind of built up our team.
Okay, let's have a little bit of fun here to close it out. Vinny Trocheck, let's talk about 2013. You end up in Russia at the World Juniors, and you guys win gold. Like, what was the experience like? But also, like, are you guys allowed to party after that in Russia? Or are they just like, hey, just hang out in the hotel room and we're flying you home tomorrow?
It was great. I mean, obviously, having a chance to play for Team USA, World Juniors, win a gold medal, that's something that you'll never forget, and it's a experience that I'll have with me for the rest of my life. It was a lot of fun, great hockey. Being in Russia, we didn't really get to do much outside of the rink. It was kind of just to the rink, back to the hotel, and that was pretty much it. But we were able to have some fun at the same time after we won. A bunch of great guys on that team, so we all enjoyed it.
How cold was it there? Wasn't that the one where it was like freezing, like minus 35?
Yeah, it was frigid. I mean, you're as close to Siberia as you can get up there, so it was a lot of snow. It was freezing. Didn't leave the hotel much, so
little different.
We didn't see too much of that. We were hotel, bus, rink, bus, hotel, and that's pretty much the extent of it.
Little different than Florida, I guess. Hey, let's go back. What's your first NHL goal? Walk me through. How did it happen? Who was it on? Who was it against?
Funny story. Against New Jersey, Artie Brodeur was the goalie that game.
Humble brag.
But he just so happened to be on the bench when I scored my goal, so it was an empty netter, and that was my first. Against Yogs was on the Devils at the time as well, chasing me down. But yeah, first goal was an empty netter, not something that I brag about.
Hey, I mean, you know, they all look the same on the stat sheet after the game. We'll go with that. What was your welcome to the NHL moment, I guess? Let's go back one further. What was the moment when you're kind of just like, oh, damn, this is the National League and I'm here?
I think the first time I played Pittsburgh was my first year in Pittsburgh, and lining up against Sid was kind of that starstruck kind of moment whenever I grew up in Pittsburgh watching him play, and that was kind of the first time it really hit me a little bit.
Not a bad player to be lined up against there. Okay, I gotta ask, because I remember the video from a while ago, your first NHL scrap, it was against PK Subban, correct?
Yeah.
You gotta tell the story. How does this happen though? Like what, walk me through the shift that leads up to it, because weren't you two going at it for a while, just cross-checking each other, and then all of a sudden you're just like, all right, well, I guess I'm getting in one.
Yeah, he hit me, I think it was like he hit me on the half wall after I got rid of the puck, and I slashed him in the back of the leg, and then he slashed me, and before you know it, the gloves were dropped and we were both on the ice.
A little bit of a sword fight. You've only had a couple, though, in the league. Like, you were scrapping in juniors, weren't you, a little bit? Like, you chucked him a few times in juniors and the minors.
Yeah, I feel like everybody did in junior. I got in a few back then. I just have two in the NHL, though.
That's fair. Okay, I need a funny story. What's the best prank that's ever been pulled on you, and who did it?
Oh, God.
Hot seat.
I don't know, man. I honestly don't.
You've never had a crazy, you've never had a funny prank pulled on you.
I'm sure I've had a few. None that, like.
Oh, none that stick out. Are you pulling pranks at all at anyone, or what?
Am I with who?
Are you pulling pranks at all on anyone, or what?
Occasionally. Nothing too crazy. I pulled one this year on. I actually feel awful, but I felt terrible about it afterwards. But Steve Lorenz hit me in the face in practice, and so before he got off the ice, I pulled his bag out of his locker, packed up the rest of his stuff, tied his sticks together, and put his name tag in his bag to make him think that he was getting traded. Came off the ice, and he was very flustered.
That's a good one. That's a funny one, and I'm sure a lot of guys won't understand the whole, you know, pack your stuff, you're heading on the bus. But, no, man, this has been awesome. Vinny, thank you so much. Best of luck the rest of the season, man. Hope to see you go on a playoff run, and we appreciate you taking the time.
No problem, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
What we do here is go back.
Huge thanks to Vinny for taking the time here. It's Cody James and World Hockey Report. We are coming to you live on 12 Ounce Sports and the Hockey Podcast Network. As well, thanks to Alex Micheletti for hopping on to talk Minnesota Wild. We give them a hard time, but come on, who wouldn't give them a hard time? It's the Minnesota Wild. They're struggling. We get to poke fun at the Bear. Okay, that's going to do it. We're going to be back here next week. Same time, same place, everyone. Until then, be kind, be better.